Hey there. Hi, it's Linda. Maybe you heard this, or maybe you didn't. Nigel quit yesterday. I don't even know Nigel, and it's been bothering me since I read his blog post. I'm upset, not because I know Nigel personally, because I don't. I'm upset because I've seen this too many times in 14 years online. 14 years is a long time to spend anywhere, especially on the internet. It's 14 years that I was at home when my daughter got home from school. 14 years that I didn't have to face traffic in the morning and I could head off to work in a t-shirt and underwear if I wanted to. And that's the dream, isn't it? But dreams don't pay the bills. And I see this too often, entrepreneurs that throw in the towel and say it doesn't work. Do you know what Nigel said? He said it feels like the 100-0 rule rather than the 80-20 rule. That is, 100% effort and zero return. That made me sad. Every day, 5 days a week, I spend my life helping small businesses succeed online. I help them one, two, or three mom and pops at a time. I help them take their sales from non-existent to 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, or 10,000 a month. I just teach them what to do, and after that, it's up to them how high they want to fly. For a small handful, I do the design, I do the marketing, I do the SEO, but here's the point. When my clients come to me, they know what they sell. They sell coffee or kitchen sinks or vitamins. They sell candles or coaching or roofing services for that matter. And when you know what you sell, you know who to market to. Every day I see people who want to make money on the internet. They want to erase the mistakes of their past or fix their future. They want the dream. But they don't have anything to sell, so they don't know who to market to in the first place. And there's plenty of people that will tell you to build the site or build the blog first. You know, authority blog, authority site. Get the traffic, build the list, figure out how to monetize it later. My opinion? That's crazy. Could you imagine doing that in real life? Seriously, would you go to the mall and lease store space with nothing to sell? Hey, no problem. Once you have all that mall traffic walking through your store, you can figure out what to sell them later, right? Who would do that? Can you imagine what the people walking through the store would think? The reality is that on the internet, when you lack a focus, you often end up with a website that looks like your diary online or like a place where friends hang out and chat. And here's the problem with that. It's really easy to become friends with people that you do business with. You go to that restaurant every Friday, you get to know the owner, and eventually he's sitting at the table having a drink with you. You know, you do business first, you make friends second. It's a lot harder when you make friends first and then you figure out how to monetize your friends. I saw a lot of people telling Nigel that without his help, they wouldn't even have a video on YouTube. And maybe that's where Nigel could have succeeded, I don't know. What I do know is that there's plenty of people out there that would like to make YouTube videos and leverage a little of that traffic, but they don't know how. I've never met a grown adult that didn't have interest or experience in something. It doesn't even matter what you sell, really. There's people making income online selling everything from dog bones to cake recipes. Go to ClickBank or Commission Junction and pick something that catches your interest, or create something for that matter. Do you want to know something really funny? I have 3 active businesses online right now. 2 of them do not require my daily time. One of my sites sells sewing patterns, for heaven's sakes. Another one sells website hosting, and I have my design company. I'm in the process of building 2 more websites that will be going online this month. One is specific to blog promotion. The other one, I'm not telling yet. When I got online, I was a single mom. I could not find a job that would pay me enough to pay my bills, pay for childcare, and pay for my divorce. I lived in a small city, and I didn't feel like I had a lot of options. I felt like my options were going bankrupt, going to social services, or figuring out how to make the internet work. So I chose the internet. And it does work. But not if you're an empty store at the mall where people go to hang out. It's awfully hard to ring the cash register that way. Here's what I know for a fact. All those things Alex is teaching you, those are things every entrepreneur needs to know. You need to know how to build your list. You need to know how to get exposure. You need to know how to automate the parts of your business that can be automated. And when you have a focus, when you know what you sell, when you know who your target market is, it's going to feel like you infused Alex's materials with steroids, because you'll know who you want to reach, who you want watching your video, and who you want on your list. So to anybody who is having the kind of thoughts Nigel's having, this is what I'd like to ask. Please don't quit. Just get focused. If you're not sure where to go next, just post a response. Between Gary and I and everybody else here, we'll do our best to help you along. Just don't quit. Thank you for listening and have a great day.